If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Introduction. I want to start this book with a story about procrastination, but maybe I'll tell you tomorrow. When my mother was pregnant with me, my father promised to build a shelf in my nursery room to house all the keepsakes and memorabilia I would create as a growing human being. For instance, locks of hair for my first haircut, my baby teeth when they fell out, my first fingernail clippings, the bracelet that was put on me right after I was born, and my first pair of shoes. It seems like everything parents keep of their young children is some form of refuse or garbage, but I suppose the sentimental value can't be discounted. The shelf was supposed to have space across the top and bottom to act as a photo album, along with a ruler running down one side to track my height. Sounds like a pretty good idea, right? Cute, even. At least, that's what my father thought. He conceived of this idea when I was barely the size of a peanut, which would place my mother somewhere between 2 and 3 months of pregnancy, roughly. The shelf ended up being built after I'd already lost my first tooth, which would place me at roughly 7 years old. His grand shelf had a turnaround time of almost 8 years, and it can probably be assumed that he wasn't off searching the world for the perfect tree to harvest wood from. It's also rather unlikely that he had changed his mind and wanted to wait for me to grow up so we could share the experience of building something together, though it's an excuse that sounds as good as any. He just procrastinated and never quite got around to it. It always remained on his to-do list, but other tasks seemed to take precedence over it or have greater urgency. I later asked him how he allowed this to happen, and he said that it simply seemed like too big of a task and that everything else seemed easier to complete, so he would just perform those tasks first. Cleaning the gutters, cooking a pie. He might not have enjoyed any of those tasks, but at least they were relatively small and had a definite ending time, and he knew exactly where he could start. Naturally, the next question I had was what motivated him to finally set his sights on finishing the shelf. It was completely related to his reason for not starting. Instead of viewing a shelf as an insurmountable task that would take up weeks of his time, he began to view it as something to do little by little. And he took this to the highest degree, buying some nails one weekend, taking some measurements another, and buying 1 to 2 pieces of the required lumber each month. In other words, he took it slow and broke down the overwhelming task into tiny steps that ultimately made it easy to say, "Ah, what the heck, I can do this right now." Despite my father's 6 years of delayed tactics and absent-mindedness, this is a story about how to slay the procrastination beast in a way we can all implement in our daily lives. One of the biggest weapons you have against procrastination is its natural enemy, making tasks almost impossible to skip over in the present moment. We'll cover that in more detail later. Perhaps it's hereditary, but procrastination has plagued me for years in both my personal and professional life. I'm embarrassed to say that I pulled multiple all-nighters in college and never seemed to learn my lesson. Breaking tasks into tiny steps was a big factor in defeating it, but understanding the psychology behind procrastination and why we can't seem to do what's best for us is what will get you to where you want to be. Humans are many things, but acting in a way that is consistent with our intentions is not something we specialize in. It's time to dig deep into what happens in our brains when we suddenly want to clean the bathroom to avoid our homework. Getting off your butt to get started is not in itself a complex issue, but that undersells the calculations and negotiations we engage in as human beings.